Welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens.
Another day, another dollar, hopefully. Let's break down this pre-market action.
Futures are mixed, S&P down 0.3%, NASDAQ off 0.6%, but the Dow is defying gravity, up 0.1%. Earnings season in full swing, folks.
Big names still to report, Microsoft and Meta after the close today, Apple and Amazon tomorrow. Plenty of potential for fireworks.
Absolutely. And don't forget the data dump this morning. Q1 GDP at 8:30 ET, then the Fed's favorite inflation gauge, the core PCE, at 10 ET.
Yeah, that core PCE is key. Going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Treasuries are seeing some buying interest this morning. 10-year yield down to 4.15%, 2-year at 3.65%.
Got it. What about individual names making moves pre-market?
Well, we've got some big winners and losers. Oddity Tech up a whopping 18.8% and Jax Pacific up 15%. On the flip side, Tenable Holdings is tanking, down 18.6%, and Supermicro Computer is down 15.4%.
Ouch, what's driving those moves?
Earnings, mostly. Some big beats and misses. We saw a few surprises, like Starbucks missing estimates and down almost 7% pre-market.
I see, not the Frappuccino news I was hoping for.
Nope, but Visa beat expectations and announced a buyback, so they're up.
Interesting. Any other notable movers?
Booking Holdings is getting hammered, down almost 17% after reporting earnings. Guidance wasn't great, I guess.
Uh-oh. Sounds like a rough start for the travel sector, maybe.
Potentially. We'll have to see how things play out. Caterpillar also missed, down 2.5% pre-market.
Got it. What's the overall market sentiment looking like then?
Cautiously bullish, I'd say. We're seeing some mixed signals. There's still a lot of uncertainty around earnings and the ongoing trade talks.
Right. So what are your quick trade ideas for today?
Focus on stocks showing strong volume and accumulation, especially in financials and consumer discretionary. Stay away from chasing breakouts in tech until we see clearer volume confirmation. And as always, tight risk management is key.
Solid advice. Anything else traders should keep an eye on?
Watch those support levels closely for entry points and use stops to protect yourself. This market can turn on a dime.
Thanks for the insights. And that's the Morning Dose for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more market-moving news and analysis. Have a great trading day, everyone.
Bye-bye.